Let's break it down.
Yep.
Jets, Steelers, Sunday Night Football at the Ack. And it's time for Odds and Ends. Let's break it down, Doran.
Let's get through it. Russell Wilson, I think he's going to start. Over under 208.5 passing yards.
Oh, baby, I'm going over. Three-fifths of the New York Jets defensive backfield could be out of this game. Sauce Gardner, very good. He can't cover everyone. Although it's Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller, maybe he can. I think Russ goes over the number. I think you attack their banged-up secondary. Yeah, he's going over.
I totally agree. Over 208.5 passing yards for Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers over under 226.5 passing yards.
Steelers defense looked really good last week, but that was against Aiden O'Connell. I'll say it again for effect. Aiden O'Connell. Aaron Rodgers better than that guy. Last two offenses with a pulse. Indianapolis with Flacco and Dallas with Dak Prescott carved the Steelers up through the air. I think he goes over that number. You don't get Devontae Adams to hand the ball off.
I'm totally with you. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth shootout over for Aaron Rodgers. Najee Harris over under 55.5 rushing yards.
Their defense giving up 124 on the game. He'll go over.
I think I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. I think that they pass the ball a lot more, and I think they try to stop Najee Harris, and I think they're going to be successful doing that. Breece Hall over under 62.5 rushing yards.
I'm expecting a little bit of a shootout at Acrisure Stadium, and while I think Rodgers goes over his number, I think Hall goes over that number too. Steelers rush defense, both yards per game, yards per carry, one of the best in the NFL. Breece Hall looked really good last week against Buffalo. He's a guy who can crease you. I think he gets one for like 20-plus. And then he'll nickel and dime you the rest. I'll go slightly over.
Same here. Jaylen Warren over under 21.5 rushing yards.
I'm going to go under. Do you have a Jaylen Warren passing game prop?
I do not.
Or a Najee Harris passing game prop?
I do not.
I think Jaylen Warren's going to be involved a lot. There's one thing that Russ tends to do a lot, and that's check it down. I think Jaylen Warren might have a nice day catching the football, but I'll go under on the passing, receiving yards.
Rushing. I'm going to go over of the rushing yards and under of the receiving yards and under of the receiving yards or rushing yards of Najee and over of the receiving yards.
I screwed you up.
Yes, you did a little bit. Russell Wilson over under 10.5 rushing yards.
Ooh. After all week long being told that Justin Fields can run and he can't, he's going to have to run for his life. One thing he was really good at his entire career, Russ, it's third down and six. He runs for 7 yards. He'll do it at least a couple of times. He's going over.
I agree. George Pickens over under 54.5 receiving yards.
I don't think so, man. I've talked about this banged up secondary, I should say, for the Jets. The one guy who's playing is very good. One of the best in the game, and that's Sauce Gardner. I think they lock Pickens down and say, hey, let's let these other Jamokes beat us. He'll go under that number.
He'll go under, but just slightly. I'm going to say he gets around 50 yards. Receiving. Pat Freiermuth over under 32.5 receiving yards.
Justin Fields, a 75 quarterback rating from play action. Last season, Russell Wilson, 115. This is where Russell Wilson excels. Now, over the middle of the field isn't exactly his bag, but he's trying to show what he's got. They're going to have a lot of play action calls in there. He's going over.
This is my lock of the weekend. He's definitely going over. Significantly over. Pat Freiermuth gets targeted a lot in this game Sunday night. Calvin Austin, the third, over under 17.5 receiving yards.
I think this game will be the outlier for George Pickens with Russ because they've got one great corner and they're going to throw him on George Pickens. I think the dude who benefits the most is Calvin Austin. We talked about that earlier. He's the one Steelers wide receiver that at least showed a glimmer in the Justin Fields era, if you will. I think he has a decent game in this one. I'm going over.
I'm with you. Over for Calvin Austin. Breece Hall over under 20.5 receiving yards.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Breece Hall has a big day. Van Jefferson over under 1.5 receptions.
It's got to be over, right?
I don't know.
It's got to be over, right?
You would hope so.
We had Chris Carter on earlier. One of his film breaker downer things on the internet for his Pittsburgh Post-Gazette piece. Had Van Jefferson open, and Justin Fields just didn't look that way. I think Russ will look that way. He gets 2 catches.
Yep. George Pickens over under 4.5 receptions.
I will go over on that number. but under on the receiving yards.
Okay.
They're not going to let him beat them with big plays in this game.
Yeah, I think he has 5 catches. Will Najee Harris score a touchdown?
I'd like to think he arrived last week. This Jets rush defense, 124 yards a game. Yeah, I'm going to say he scores a touchdown.
I'm going to say he doesn't score a touchdown in this game. Russell Wilson over under 1.5 passing touchdowns.
20 touchdowns to 1 interception in the red zone last year. You're allowed to throw it into the end zone. They didn't have Justin Fields do it much. They will have Russ do it. He will have 2 touchdowns through the air on Sunday.
I totally agree. Will Alex Highsmith have a sack?
I think they can eat against this Jets offensive line. They've allowed 2 sacks or more in every game, save 1 this year, has the Jets O-line. I think getting Highsmith back is huge. But I think it reveals itself in other ways. I think T.J. Watt might finally have the breakout sack game. I'm going to say no on Highsmith. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to say yes, he does have a sack. Will Davante Adams play? And if he does, over under 52.5 receiving yards?
Yes and over. Absolutely over. We had Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic on with us earlier, and he talked about the relationship between Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. I didn't know Adams was staying with him.
Oh, yeah, he's living with him.
He's living with him.
Man, where else is he going to go?
Good point. I'm sure they're playing catch in the backyard. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers is massaging that hamstring. He's going to feed him the football an awful lot on Sunday night. Yeah, he's going over.
I agree. Last but not least, will Justin Fields play?
I knew this was coming. Bostic told us yesterday he thinks it's a bad idea. I think they're going to do it. They placated to George Pickens because he was acting a fool. Obviously, Justin Fields not acting a fool, but I think they want to keep him happy. So they're going to get him on the field. He will play.
I think that he's going to play because he's one of their best weapons.
Yep.
And they get one of their best weapons in good situations. Yes, he's going to play, and he's going to play a decent amount. Not a lot, but a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Justin Fields will play. And there you go. Odds and ends. Steelers, Jets, Sunday night. Prime time.
We both think that the game will go over the total.
Yes.
I think so. I would be really encouraged if the Steelers defense can look like it did, or some reasonable facsimile of the way that it did the first 3 games of the season. Like of course he kicked the crap out of the Raiders. But the 2 prior games, the pass defense was just a disaster. A disaster. And I know Aaron Rodgers ain't the Aaron Rodgers of old. He's old Aaron Rodgers. But if you can slow that passing attack down, I'd be really encouraged. I'm not seeing it right now.